on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to find all the winners at Wangaratta today. We are racing on a slow track at Wangaratta. The weather is fine. It's a soft 5. Penno's 5.4 and the rail is in the true for the entirety. Good meeting. Some interesting races, and Damien Oliver makes his trek up to Wangaratta for the first time in a very long time. And Campbell Rewilla, who had a day to remember yesterday, is also heading to Wang. And he joins me after winning his first race in town yesterday at Sandown. Congratulations on the first Metro win, Campbell.
I'm not going to lie, I've only just wiped a smile off my face.
It was a good win too. The money was on, and you got the winner home for Matty Williams. Did you speak to the old man last night?
Yeah, no, I spoke to that. He said he was actually in the stewards' room when the race was on, which wasn't too big a surprise, but... He said all the boys in Sydney were really hyped about it, and of course he was wrapped, so it was really nice.
It's a moment you won't forget. Is that something that you've been itching to try and get the monkey off the back?
It is, yeah, definitely. I really wanted to be able to do it. I really would have liked to do it a little bit earlier, but I'm really thankful of the opportunities coming up in town, and big thank you to Matty Williams and all the connections of bringing Compton and being really good to me.
Well, did he say to you before the race that we think this is the horse that can give you your first city win? Because I think they bet as much as 30-1 at one stage, and he was smashed into about $8 yesterday.
Yeah, he definitely was confident the horse would go to the race at 110% yesterday, and it was sort of the horse's last start. Obviously, we were able to bounce on pace and. Got it really easy, but yesterday there was always going to be a bit more of a tempo, which was going to allow us to sit further back than it probably would have been expected on paper. But Matty was confident the horse would obviously perform really well, and it had come out of its Ballarat win super. So it was, gave me a bit of confidence, and it was really good just to be able to, win on a horse that's been a good success in my family. Brad had a really good win on the horse at Matoa, a few months back, and it was nice to sort of get on board and sort of do the job.
Special moment for yourself and all of the family. Well done yesterday, Campbell, the first of many, no doubt about that. And it doesn't stop. You're on the road now to Wangaratta, and you've got a really nice book of rides up there as well. And it kicks off in race number 2, Mirror Mirror Bella, for that Team Hayes. Beautifully bred, this 2-year-old filly by Schnitzel out of Mirror Mirror. Only the one run, ran really well at Cranbourne behind Island Joy, who he knows a nice horse. And gee, these are deep races at Wangaratta and deep riding ranks. Who would have thought if you go to Wangaratta on a Thursday, you're going to be riding against Ollie, James Winks, Luke Nolan, Jamie Mott, and all the others, Daniel Moore as well. So it's going to be a tough race, but what are your thoughts on Mirabella or Mirabelle?
Yeah, no, I definitely think the horse would have gained great progression from its first up run. It obviously, the way it sort of rounded off its race, it looked like... just that little bit further, stepping up from the 1,000 to the 1,170 will really suit the horse. I was quite taken for its sort of maturity in its first up run. I thought maybe a 2-year-old filly might just need a couple, but it did look to, be pretty well prepped, and which is expected from the Lindsay Park team. And I think today it'll be able to, really improve off its first run. I think, I just think it'll be able to, so it's obviously drawn 6, but just depending what the team would like, I think if it does jump the gates well, it'll be able to sort of cross it into a one back position, or I'll leave it into their instructions a little bit, but I think that'll really ideally suit the horse, just sitting a little bit closer. And I definitely, it's really, really exciting to be riding one for Mr. Singleton as well. He's had a lot to do with Dad's career, and it's really, really a big honour to be riding a couple more for him.
The connection with Moore Joyce, if you could win one of the same colours, be another special moment for you today. A little later in the day, another one with a good chance in race 5, Go Jazz, for Steve Cunningham. Have you had a look at the form in this race?
I have, yes. I think Steve's horses, they always seem to run, really, really well at Wangaratta. I think the horse should be able to, for barrier 7, might just... might just ride a little bit quieter just to allow it to finish off. And it's not a bad race, but I think the horse is sort of well prepped for today, and should be able to mark up to the first four.
And a nice chance in the last, Sue Naylor's Sangria Miss from barrier number one. Where do you think you'll be, and how the track plays, I suppose, will probably determine, but it looks a nice barrier in the last race.
Definitely, nothing, not for good prices for it at all, but just was a bit of a victim from last start. It's a bit unlucky from the gate, and covered a bit of ground, so hopefully today from the barrier one, it just takes all unluckiness out of the equation, and I think it'll be able to really improve up its last start. It had really strong form previous, and I wasn't far out of the placings last start, so I think it should probably be one of my best today.
Who do you think is your best today, Campbell?
I think Sangria Miss in the last, just sort of, I really like how good a form it's in at the moment, and I think definitely it'll have a bit more of an economical run, which will really suit the horse to finish off as strong as it has been previous to its last start. But obviously, Mirabelle in the second race as well, it's a little bit undiscovered, being a two-year-old filly, that's just why I haven't put it on top, but I still think it should really be a top four chance as well. So. But I think, as a trustee, I'd just be going for the last race.
Oh, Sangria missed $7. Well done on the win yesterday. Good luck today, Campbell.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. Good to be on.
Campbell Rewilla, a young gun. Gee whiz. There'll be plenty more city wins for Campbell Rewilla. I'm sure our form analyst today, Mark Hunter, is an unabashed fan of Campbell Rewilla because he's been riding so well on the provincial circuit, and it was just reward getting his first Metro win. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Michael. Yeah, we've got a good bunch of kids coming through at the moment, and Campbell's certainly one of them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. This is an intriguing meeting today at Wangaratta. What are your thoughts?
Well, it took about 3 days to get through it. That was my first thoughts. It is a good meeting, but that's a fascinating race too. That could be a pretty good maiden turned out there. And look, there's just so many, I don't know where all these horses are coming from, but if we find some winners, we should get some value through the day.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it. And we don't get to see the best jockey in Australia, Damien Oliver, heading to Wangaratta without reason. And it's no surprise that the two rides that he is going up for are well in contention. In the first race, we take out 6, 7, 11, 14, 15 and 18. Free Flying Star is the favourite. We just heard from our trial wizard, Glenn Ingram, that's his best from the trials. First starter from the McArdle stable at $3. Alternate Reality is at $4.80 from the Freedman stable. And Valinetti, $5.50. Mick Price, Mick Kent Jr., D. Oliver riding this first starter at $5.50. And then we're on Toys on Fire at $6.50. A lot of unknowns here, and there's a lot of spruiks. Have you been able to sort them out with any confidence in the first?
It's pretty tough. That horse you mentioned, Valinetti, for Damien and Mick Price, the trial 2 trials ago was no good, and then it's had a more recent trial in the Fog, which we just haven't seen. So we're a little bit in the dark there. Look, I'm going with race experience number 13, Alternate Reality. I thought it was a good debut down there at Moe. Came out of the pack, just couldn't run down the leader. It was strong to the line. I think from the gate, it gets a nice run, and if you're happy to take that price each way, you shouldn't miss. To beat number 3, Free Flying Star. Did trial well. The time was just. That was maybe the one query I had over it. 10 Toys on Fire, I thought trialled nicely, but again, the time was just. And 16 Akahoy, who chased home behind a couple of handy ones up there at Ballarat. Happy to go with the race experience here. I think 13 will run terrific. I'll go 13, 3, 10 and 16.
13, 3, 10 and 16 in the first race. Number 2, we can take out 9, 14, 15, 16, 17 and 18. And not a single secret, Ollie's other ride up there for Mick Price and Mick Kent is the favourite, and it's been back to 225 into 215. American Whiskey, a first starter from Hawke's team, is at $5. And then Mira Mirabelle, we just heard from Campbell Rewilla, who rides at $6.50. Could be a bit of form to come out of this race, as you said, Mark. Who are you with?
It's a ripping race. I'm with number 10, Not a Single Secret, who kicked off its career running third behind Terry Eve and Sartorial Splendor, which is just outstanding form. Comes back from a spell here. Again, we've got the recent trial in the Fog, Michael, so that's the tricky little bit. But if it runs up to that first up run, it's the one to beat. I think number 1, American Whiskey, is the danger. It's trialled well on a couple of occasions. Gets a lovely run from the draw. 12, Mira Mirabelle. It was a good debut. You think it would go and win most maidens. It's just run into a couple of handy ones. And same with number 13, Neodium. It was a good debut, good draw, can settle closer, will win a maiden very soon. Just might have found a hot race. I'll go 10, 1, 12 and 13.
10, 1, 12 and 13 in the second race. Number 3, take out 2, 3, 15 and 16. Crunchy's the favourite. Paddy Payne, Billy Egan, $4. Strobe Light, $4.20. Sweet Riviera is at $4.60. And then we're down to Queen of Tarts at $5. So this race is quite open, according to the market.
It is. I think number four, Crunchy's the one to beat. Ran well on debut against the Pattern there at Tarang, and I thought it would win at Maui, but it was just given no rhythm whatsoever from the 600 to the home turn. It was stop-start, into the back of them, got to the outside and balanced up and ran on well late. I think Billy Egan taking over and fitter for that run under the belt, I think Crunchy can win. To beat number one, Al Kamel, who ran okay first up at Ballarat, should be fitter. Number seven, Rue Grand, just bombed the start at Ballarat. That was the end of its chances on a leader's track. And then nine, Sweet Riviera, who's both runs back from the spell have been okay and getting fitter. I do think Crunchy's the one to beat. I'll go 4-1, 7-9.
4-1, 7-9 in the second race for the scratchings at two. And then the emergencies, 14, 15, 16, or not the emergencies, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Down Under Dancers, a favourite here, Colin Little. Zach Spain is the rider at $4. Darcy Excels is at $4.60. And then we're down to Love Hurts at $5 and Time to Dazzle at $6. Another race with plenty of chances. Down Under Dancer, the favourite.
Yeah, pretty even race. I think number three, Love Hurts, is the one to beat. It jumped in distance and ran the trip quite well up there at Seymour. And just the fact that it will run the trip gives it a big tick in this race. To beat number five, Down Under Dancer, it's jumping up to the 2,000, which is a little query. Stayed in the right part of the track and ran on quite well at Ballarat. One, Darcy Excels. Gee, it's been a disappointing horse. It's impossible to follow. Its best run could win, but hard to trust it. And then 13, Borondino Dream, who got home just fairly last time but might be fitter for that run. Not a lot between them. I'm happy to go with three. I'll go 3, 5, 1, and 13.
3, 5, 1, and 13. Race number five's over the 1,000, a benchmark 64. Take out 3, 14, and 15. Bell's Banner for Dita Clark is the favourite at 3.50. China Affair, Jason Warren, $4. Go Jazz is at 7.50. And then we're down to Izzy Good for Mick Bell. Mitch Aitken riding at 8.50. Who do you like in the fifth?
Well, my two that I liked have been scratched, so we're left with a weak race. I'll now go with number five, Bell's Banner, who ran okay first up in the 64. I certainly think this is a weaker race. It sort of loomed as a good chance, just died on its run, so should be fitter for that run. To beat number two, China Affair, coming out of maiden grade, usually pretty tough to jump to 64, but it has found a weak race. 12, Roy Boy, at big odds, doesn't win very often, but will be running on. And 9, Fortunate Lady, who was good two starts ago, maybe just ridden a bit aggressively last time, a bit of a quieter ride, another one that might improve at odds. Very even race. I'll go 5, 2, 12 and 9.
5, 2, 12 and 9 in the fifth at Wangaratta. The first five down, it is a nine-race program, which means race six is the first leg of the quaddie, and that's what we'll be looking at after this break.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome down to the Victorian Form Preview. Wangaratta is where we are looking. We've got Mark Hunter, and this first leg of the quaddie is an interesting race. We've got a shorty here, and the scratchings are 6, 11, 12, 14, 17, 18. Front Page, who is the brother to News Girl, beautifully named, trained by Jeff Jiraya. Lewis German Rides looked like an absolute star, winning by 9.5 lengths last start at Albury, and it's been back $1.95 into $1.80. Beauty Betty, $4.20, and then it's $10 plus the rest of the field. Mark, have you been able to get your head around that winner Front Page and how it might level up to the Victorian form?
I remember seeing this horse on debut, Michael, and I thought, gee, there's a nice horse there. And then that last one at Albury was just outstanding, just set up on the speed and blew them away. I suppose it's hard to line the form up, but gee, on what you've seen, it's going to go forward here, sit on the pace, it's going to give an almighty kick, and it has to be the one to beat. I'm certainly going to throw number seven, Beauty Betty, into the anything I do. It had the first run for the Corsons, didn't have much luck, and still won the race by a short half head, only getting through late. So fitter for that run, I think it is a danger. Number three, Wind Force, can go forward, sit on the speed, might hang on for a place. And 15, Stay Awake, who was just beaten first up last campaign at Tarang. It should get a nice run behind them. It can poke through and might run a place at good odds. I think one's certainly the one to beat, but I'll be throwing seven in the multiples. I'll go 1, 7, 3 and 15.
1, 7, 3, and 15 in race number 6. Race number 7, we can take out 2, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Away Cruising for Billy Egan and Patrick Payne is the favourite, and it's currently priced at $3.60. Tadanuka is at $5.50. Down to Green Ivy at $8 and Cap Over at $8 as well. Away Cruising was good last start at Bendigo. First up, does it go one better today?
Yes, it does. I think he's got a bit of a task, Billy Egan. He's got a couple there crunchy from the outside gate, and this one from the outside gate. But look, Away Cruising ran terrific first up. It's been a very good form race already with Seas No Limit coming out of it. I think it's clearly the best form for this. And I'm not worried about the gate. Billy Egan can pick his way through or come to the outside. Big long run home at Wang. I think Away Cruising is the best for the day to beat number 1, Tatanka, who was ridden too close first up and failed, ridden quieter second up and came with a big run to win. This is a harder race, but got a chance. Number 4, Green Ivy, just in the worst part of the track the whole way first up. I thought it ran quite well and should be fitter. And maybe number 12, Smoking Hard, who should get a lovely run from the draw and might hang on for a place. But confident 10 wins, I'll go 10, 1, 4 and 12.
All right, 10, one of the best of the day, and you can get $3.60 firming in from $4, so a nice price for Away Cruising in race number 7. Race number 8, second last of the card, is a reasonably open betting race, although interesting to get the thoughts on Hayington Station, which has been well back this morning into $2.70. The scratchings are 5, 9, 11, 14 and 17. Hayington Station with Luke Nolan got to carry 60.5 for Philip Stokes. Key to the Max, second favourite at $5. A lead of $5.50, then out to El Garouge at $6. Hayington Station certainly dropping back from the city class, heading to Wangaratta today. Does it get the win?
Oh, look, it may. I'm with number 8, Key to the Mac. The one query here, it's had 6 weeks off, but you go back 2 runs on a heavy track, it beat La Chevelle, which is outstanding form, and then gave them a big start at Geelong. Will Grace led all the way. It made good ground to finish third. Now, 6 weeks off is my only query. If you knew the horse was 100%, I'd tell you that it's an each-way special. To beat number 2, Hayington Station. Hayington Station's going well. I don't think it runs a strong mile, so the drop back to the 1,400 metres suits. Just needs another win on the board. 13 Really Swish. Stephen Brown's got this horse going well now. It's going to be running on. And 10 Alida, who's also down to run in Adelaide Saturday, obviously running here, had every chance last time. Another one for Inform Apprentice, who gets a good run and has got some hope. 8, just worried about the 6 weeks off. I'll go 8, 2, 13 and 10.
8, 2, 13 and 10 in race number 8. Race number 9, the scratchings are 2, 3, 5, 16, 17 and 18. La Marita, another favourite for Dieter Clark, and it is at $4.40. Pure, $6.50. Anna Nicole Snitz at $6.50. Sangria Miss at $7 and a good push from Campbell Rewilla regarding Sangria Miss a little earlier. Who do you like in the last?
I think it's a tough race, Michael, but I'm with number 1, Pure, who resumed first up in a 1,200, was ridden forward, which doesn't really suit it. It then got out-sprinted. But on the line, it was rallying quite well. Now, we're going to need a lot of luck. We're drawn wide. I don't mind that. That takes getting held up out of the equation. Just get some sort of trail into the race. I think Pure looks like it's come back in good form and can run well. To beat number 9, She Won't Leave, in career-best form. It was a terrific win the other day. 4, Anna Nicole Snitz will push forward, look for a spot up the front. And 7, Sangria Miss, in the right place at the right time for those 2 wins. They were on leaders' tracks and then had no luck last time. She'll get a lovely run from that barrier, and it's another one in the mix. It's a tough race. I think if one has any luck, it'll go close. I'll go 1, 9, 4 and 7.
1, 9, 4 and 7 in the last. As you mentioned, a tough day, an interesting meeting at Wangaratta. Where are we going for our best?
We're going to the best race, 7, number 10, Away Cruising. The value runner, race 9, number 1, Pure. The quaddy, we'll go wide here. We'll go first leg 1 and 7. Into 1, 4 and 10, into 2, 3, 7, 8, 10 and 13. Coming home very wide here with 1, 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 and 15. So a flexi to go there. And the play of the day, I'm going to go in each way all up. Cost you $4 for a dollar. We'll go race 1, number 13, Alternate Reality, into race 7, number 10, Away Cruising.
Good luck today, Mark.
Thanks, Michael.